KP4 CPA Mobile.
Dave, KP4 CPA in 0TR for a short one.
Oh, good afternoon, Tom. What are you up to today?
Just praying a little bit of rounds and went down and got the SD card out of the game camera. And now we're assembling a new walker for Miss Bernice.
Wait, so how long will she have to use that?
Dave, they're going to talk to us September 12th. That's about 2 weeks or so. And then we schedule for our surgery on January 27th of 2025. But they put us on a waiting list in case someone cancels.
Hopefully somebody will cancel and get it done earlier. I really hate that. My wife's been down that same road several times, as a matter of fact, with all her joint problems. But anyway, so you're going to be Nurse Tom for a few months here.
Send your OTR. As much as I possibly can, Dave. Hey, I got to let you go because she's standing and hurting and I'm standing. And I need to finish this project up, but I didn't want to leave you out there alone and want to say good afternoon. And Patrick's supposed to stop by in a little bit, so I need to get this thing going. Take care, Dave. 73 is good to hear you. In 0TR.
All right, Tom and Bernice, you take care. And later, 73 is in 0TR, KB4, CVA Mobile.
UHXS Mobile.
And KB4 CBA.
Dave, how are you?
Simply marvelous. I'm headed over to my our oldest daughter's house, and she wants me to move her bed, which will into another room, and which will mean I'll have to dismantle it, and it uses Allen head bolts, so my wife took a picture of it, so I'd know what tools to bring. I'm just bringing my whole set of, I don't know if it's metric or fractional, so I got both of them, so I'll be, whichever one it is, I'll be prepared.
Hey, you never know anymore where the stuff was built. I got a few pieces of furniture like that. Got Phillips head, cap screws, and they're okay, I guess. Yeah, I'm just heading home from Spartanburg. Took care of a couple of customers today, and then I'm done.
I'll stick up fork enemies done. All right. Well, talking about metric and fractional. I've seen I've taken an alternator off. A lot of them are just held on by two bolts, and one of them will be metric and one of them will be fractional. It's the craziest thing. I've seen that, and that's on like a Ford or something like that. So just never know what you're going to run into.
Like a box of chocolates. Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I drive an American vehicle, and I'm sure there's some metric parts on here I don't have a wrench for.
I can remember I bought a 85 Oldsmobile Delta Forenza, and it was American-made car, and they could say it was American-made because it was assembled in America, but the engine was from Brazil, the transmission was a Isuzu transmission. So, you know, it was like a conglomeration of parts from all over the world.
I know. It's assembled somewhere else, so who knows? Yeah, when I ran the road years ago, I worked for a company that would run car parts down to Mexico, and they would come back as, you know, they run the parts down, and they would come back as an assembly. They would do the assembly down there, and then, you know, you get your rear ends and whatever assembled down there and then sent back up.
Trying to pay attention to this truck, big old tanker truck, and I'm on 291. It's probably a little noisy right now.
Yeah, it's a little noisy by me here too. I'm on, I just turned off on the Gap Creek off of 29 here, off of Wade Hampton, heading to the house.
They've done, they're finished with the paving part here on 291, at least where it starts there at Wade Hampton, and I'm coming up, I'm headed south, and I don't know how far the paving goes. My goodness. Let's pull up the side of the car. I'm not sure what this is. Oh, I guess it's a Pontiac. You ought to see it. I need to take a picture of this thing. It's kind of a rusty color, but then it's got some like metal flakes in it that looks like an eagle, and I don't know what all. It's all over the side of the car and the trunk. It's unbelievable that obviously custom paint job. That'd be expensive if you got hit in that.
You dropped out a couple of times, but I caught what you were saying. Wow. Yeah, I was down on 291 the other day, and I noticed that the paving is almost done, so that's nice. That kind of straightens that out a little bit.
That must be one of the, it could be one of the last Pontiacs they made. Because it's definitely a late model, and at least for them, since they don't make them anymore. But, you know, we had one at the shop at, when I worked at John Finger, and it was the last year they made them. I can't remember what year that was. And it had a turbo, but the turbo was at the back of the rear of the exhaust. It was right in front of the muffler, and the muffler was right at the back end of the car. It's really strange. I've never seen that. I've always seen the turbos, you know, under the hood, I've never seen one like this. They had to run, so that means they had to run the plumbing for the turbo, you know, for the exhaust, and of course they run the exhaust back there, but then they had to run another pipe going back up to the that's where the boost goes to and goes into the intake. But anyway, blew my mind why they put it back there and use all that plumbing. Yeah, there's just so much that can go wrong.
Oh my gosh, yeah. The only time I looked at turbos, they were bolted right on the exhaust manifold. Wow. Never saw one like that. That's interesting. Well, who knows? Maybe you need extra tubing to cool off the boost pipe. I don't know. Because, you know, it has to go through a boost cooler to cool the air back down.
Yeah, if it's set up right, you'll have an intercooler at the front, and I've watched some of these shows where they doing drag racing, and they actually would pour ice into the intercooler there, so it would guarantee cold air. And it does make a difference because cold air is more dense, so it makes more horsepower. But anyway, that's about all I know about turbos. I wanted to put on Mustang. I wanted to put a supercharger on it, but I'd have to spend about $5,000 or $6,000 just for the parts.
KP2HX, that's mobile. Yeah, I was going to do the, and I still might do it, do the cold air intake on my Durango here. I've already did a partial muffler delete, those ones in the back. I remember hearing that when I was at the house that day. Took the spark arresters off at the back of the vehicle. Now I want to do the cold air intake. What do you think? You think it's worth it for the V6?
They guarantee, what is it? Is it 5 more horsepower? Just bolting one of those things on, or is it 15? I can't remember.
I don't really know. I have to look that up. I don't know. I mean, living up here, I know it's hot down there all the time. But being up here might be a little bit different. But I don't know. I got to look into it.
Well, I mean, it definitely won't hurt it. And, you know, you've got an air filter. That system's supposed to last 100,000 miles. And at least the one I've got, I still have one for my Mustang. And, you know, I don't have the car anymore, so. And it's brand new, it's still in the box. I guess I need to sell it, try to sell it. I think I paid $299 for it. And it's a name brand. I can't think of the name of it, but anyway, it's a name brand system, and you know, it has everything you need to take the old system out and bolt this one right in, so no modifications.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Just get a cold air system that goes right in. No mods. I don't got drill any holes. Just unbolt the old stuff, put the new one in. Anyway, Dave, I'm pulling into my neighborhood. I'm going to get out of here. I will catch you another day, another way. Have a good day. KV4 CBA, KP2HX. 73 for now, Dave. Good to talk with you.
Dave, well, I don't think I've heard that. Another day, another way. That's pretty good. Well, you have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day. And now that you're off from work, and we'll talk to you later. KP4 CBA Mobile.
Yeah, a little throwback from the CB days. 73 days. See you later. KP2HXS gone.
W4HI Mobile. Seneca, firing.